free or learn more at libertybts.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And let the Commonwealth Games begin. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Mike Adams, I had watched a little bit of his presentation on the Commonwealth Games with the big bull. Oh, I'm trying to think of the word. But anyhow, the Commonwealth Games in Europe, and they marched around this huge creature representing Baal. The Commonwealth Games. I visited with the audience yesterday on the matter of Pilgrim Society. You know, I realized that it's difficult to grasp the concept that there is a center of there is a center that's giving direction to what's happening in the world today, and that center is the Pilgrim Society. It's hard. It's unimaginable. It's well documented. Their power, how they came into existence in Europe, in England, and how they used the occult world in New York City via the Rockefellers, Morgans, Carnegies, these powerful men at the time. All of them, they are there. The common thread with all of them in New York, in England, the common denominator: secret societies. When you hear the term and when you know of people that have joined secret societies, they have to make an oath, which Christ forbade. He even told his disciples, don't swear by heaven, Jerusalem, or the temple. Don't swear by the city. Don't do it. Well, these people make oaths, and part of the oath is that they will protect the society that they become members of. And though they may be a Freemason, they also have to protect other secret societies such as Thule Society, Rosicrucians, the Jesuits, and they're all in competition on one hand, but they're all working together on another. They're bringing in the what we call a New World Order. Break that thought apart, and what it means is this: they are bringing in an anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Bible New Order. It is a godless order. It is an order of priests and priestesses that are very powerful in the occult. The world can see it. The people of the world, they can see it. They can see the power of the secret societies that are involved in every government of the world. It's a biblical concept. It happened in Egypt, in Assyria, in Babylon, Greece, all the nations. The thought is in the book of Revelation. At the end of the world, there will be an explosion into witchcraft or into the occult. Luciferians, Illuminati. At the end of the world, in the decade before Christ's return, the occult powers will explode onto the scene and be out in the open about it. The coming Antichrist, he will be totally open about who he serves, he and the false prophet with him. Everyone will know who they serve. It will not be hidden. We don't like to think. It's very difficult to think about, to have a reality. This is the way that the world will go. It has to go this way. It's hard to imagine that in all of the major, all the governments of the world, the occult has infiltrated every government in the world, on every continent. This government, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Incas, in Mexico, in Peru, every nation has its gods, and the gods of the nations are not the God of heaven. It's not the God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This will be the condition at the end of the world. And when I was watching this, some of the video on the Mike Adams website, Natural News, the Commonwealth Games, and they have on this big bull, and the bull is what was in ancient Babylon. It was sitting with its arms out, taking sacrifices, children being burned on this brazen altar, a brass altar. The Pilgrim Society, I believe, has now announced the sacrifices have or will begin for the people of the world. I believe they've already begun, but now it's in the open. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Right. And the flight of the bumblebee. When Al Hurt recorded this song, the music world was pretty much blown away. And they used that theme for the Green Hornet. There is a, you might say, a flight, a direction, a path that the children of the world. It wouldn't be the flight of the bumblebee. It would be the flight of the wicked. With the Commonwealth Games in Europe, we have our Commonwealth Games every year at the when we have the football playoffs. I've got my mind reading some other stuff here. I'm sorry. When we have the Super Bowl. We have our Commonwealth Games. They're just a little more hidden, a little more secret. But there in Europe, this is out in the open. Are they announcing that, remember I've told you in many different programs, the devil worshippers of the world, the high priests, the coven, those that rule the covens, had stated at the end of last century, this would be a satanic century. They weren't fooling around, but the people that have heard this thought don't believe it. They don't believe it could happen. It's not, it will happen. The reason I say it will happen is not because I say it will happen, it's because it is in the Bible. The world prior to Christ's return in the last decade, all of the forces of hell will be unleashed on the world. All the gates of hell will be opened to bring forth everything in that other dimension that will come into this dimension. And as it comes into this dimension, evil, unimaginable, will increase. Every form of evil and sin recorded in the Bible. You had different periods where Baal worship took place for a while, and then it just jumped the ocean in a different form with the Mayans, with the Incas, with the Aztecs. It was a different form with Adolf Hitler, with Lenin, with Idi Amin. With Chiang Kai, Mao Zedong. The sacrifices in every culture, in every decade, going back to the time of Cain and Abel, it began with Cain killing his brother. And it will continue at the end, where Cain, once again, the spirit of Cain, will manifest in the world. And Cain will kill his righteous brother Abel. The wicked will kill the humble, good, God-fearing people, and even the people that do not believe in God, but are good people that obey their conscience. So the Pilgrims, I believe Pilgrim Society, I have not found another society, a secret society that has more power and more ability of control than Pilgrim Society. The Freemasons do not control all of the news agencies internationally, whether audio or print. It is the Pilgrim Society. The Freemasons do not control the agencies within the different countries, the intelligence agencies, especially in the Western world. It is Pilgrim Society. The Freemasons may send their children to the universities, Princeton, Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge, but it is the Pilgrim Society that they choose the what these children are to learn. They learn the same thing over and over, how to maintain control of all of the agencies within any society, especially the Western world. With the Commonwealth Games, I once again see that because they bring Baal, Molech, different areas, different names, same creature, a creature who has his arms open to sacrifice, when they bring this out into the open, is it the occult world telling the nations that the times of the great sacrifice that will take place in the Bible at the end of the world is beginning? It's in the Bible. I'm not saying this because it's my opinion. I see it in the book of Revelation. I see it in the books of the prophets in the Old Testament. I see it in the writings of Christ and his apostles. There were the prophets of Israel, and there are the apostles of Yeshua, of Messiah. At the end of the world, also in the book of Revelation, there is a great harvest that will take place. And the grapes of wrath will be harvested. They'll be punished, they'll be judged by God. And the wheat will be taken into his storehouse. So there's going to be a great harvest at the end of the world. Evil will mature and righteousness will mature. Side by side, there will be the good and the evil. So when I looked at this and I watched this, these people marching, every person that was involved in this, I believe, was handpicked. Everyone had some type of occult power. They weren't just the general, like you go into an elementary school and just pick a bunch of children to perform on the field on Friday night. No, this is much different. I believe everybody that was on that field, every part of that process, of that event, were in one way or the other involved in the occult. And I don't mean dabblers. I mean they were powerful. And just like at the Super Bowls here in this country, everyone basically knows they have a vast pool of people to choose from that are in the occult. And it is also probably it's an opportunity for them to basically let the rest of the occult world in Europe know there's a secret meaning behind all of it that we're not aware of. I believe they may be saying, okay, this is the direction we are to go. That's what they might be projecting. This is the direction we're to go. The sacrifices of the God that we worship, Baal Molech, is going to begin. We're going to see. At the same time, Pelosi is in Taiwan, and I'm going to read quickly out of Hong Kong Business. Immediately, China began to suspend some trade with Taiwan in an apparent retribution for the visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The curbs include suspension of fruits, fish, imports from Taiwan, exports of natural sand to the island. Sand? The self-governed Democrat island of 24 million people, a global leader in the supply of semiconductor chips, which are a vital component for virtually all modern electronics, from cars to refrigerators to mobile phones. China's Taiwan Affairs Office said Wednesday that it would suspend imports also of grapefruit, lemons, oranges, other citrus fruits, as well as chilled white striped hairtail and frozen horse mackerel from Taiwan. China says that the reason they're suspending is because of pest control and excessive pesticide residues. Since when did they care about protecting their people? Also, with the matter of the seafood imports, COVID prevention. Nancy Pelosi, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. America is pushing and provoking China, making, just like with these Commonwealth Games, they're projecting, telling the occult world something. And the United States, by sending Pelosi over there or not, I think we knew exactly what was going to happen. China would respond with sanctions, but the United States is projecting also. We want China to respond. It's not going to be a nuclear war. There may be just conflict, military conflict, but it's not going to be nuclear. It's not going to be a world war. I know Mike Adams was saying that he's in the opinion that China is planning to invade this country. Well, according to the Bible, China will never invade America. China's intentions would be to go to the Middle East. But you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. America is projecting, is telling China, telling the nations of the world, the Western with the European nations. America is telling the European nations, NATO, the rest of the world, that America now, we as a nation feel we are strong enough, we have enough technology, sophisticated weaponry to go to war with China in her backyard. She's not going to be allowed to do anything in this country, even though there are so many millions and millions of Chinese people living in this country. China's not going to be successful in any campaign against the United States of America on our homeland. There might be a little distress, maybe a little, maybe some small minor problems, but that'd be about it. I believe that America, I believe that the Department of Defense and the Pilgrim Society, which basically is giving directions to our military, all forces of our military, which gives direction to our intelligence agencies. We work with MI5, MI6. America, I believe that the hidden president feels that it's time to begin to push for the change that's going to come to this country. We see change coming at this election, coming up at this upcoming election. We see changes taking place. I think already the occult world is already way ahead of us. The occult world is much further ahead in their agenda and in their strategies than we could imagine. Their ultimate strategy is to put their, like the Muslim, the Islamic world, they're looking for their, what is it, their top imam. They're looking for their leader. Well, the occult world in the West is looking for its leader too. And they're thinking it might come from Europe. But they're not looking really too much to the United States. They need to start rethinking their view. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a wokey. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
The P.E. Gun Show, August 13th and 14th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Ball. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show is a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And who is the coming Phantom of the Opera? What nation will he come from? What nation will he and the false prophet? Where will be the seat of their power? Which nation? There's the greatest empire. This is documented. Not my opinion. It is documented by many, many in this country and internationally. The greatest empire to have ever existed is the United States of America. What gives us our great, great power is our technology. Not just our land size, but our economy. It's been so powerful. And at the War of Armageddon, there are basically three main forces that are in that battle. The Asian forces from the east, China with all of its Asian sisters, probably Pakistan, well, maybe not Pakistan so much, but India may pretty much be involved. Then you're going to have the Islamic forces that are in that region. This will also be one of the other great armies that will be at Armageddon. Israel will be a non-factor. Then you're going to have the Western nation powers, Europe, Canada, America, the forces of the West, led by the United States of America. The Western forces will be the forces of Antichrist. And these three great forces, each has its own occult base. People don't realize, the Islamic people do not realize the great witchcraft and the occult and the powers of the occult in Islam. They're to some degree separated from it. But those that are the powerful leaders of Islam, they are fully aware of the occult powers of Islam. In China, the nation of the dragon, they have known for 4,000 years who the ruling invisible power of that nation is. The dragon. It is Job who gave a description of the dragon in his book, Job. He talks about Leviathan, and he gives a clear description of who, what Leviathan looks like. Well, that is the Chinese dragon, whose scales are so tight together that even air can't penetrate the scales. Who his eyes, when he looks at you, there's nothing but terror in the eyes of Leviathan. And it even, God even tells, or Job says concerning Leviathan, touch him, will you? You touch Leviathan, remember, don't forget, because you won't do it again. Then the occult powers, and this is the occult powers of Asia, the occult powers of Islam throughout the Arab nations in that region, whole region, the occult powers in Africa, different than each of these groups of occult power, there's a little difference between all of them. Voodoo is different than Santeria down in Mexico, South America, the islands, Caribbean. Buddhism is different. Hinduism is different. The occult power of the West, very powerful. In Europe, the occult powers, since the time of Rome and before in Greece, all the gods that they worshipped, these gods didn't just disappear. They were carried through their societies to the very present. The Battle of Armageddon is an occult war. It's not just individuals, horses, or tanks and bullets. No, it is an occult battle. And this is what the many Christian people don't realize, that Armageddon is an occult battle. All the occult forces gather together to resist, to stand against Christ's coming, to stand against the plan of Christ coming to destroy them. But the people that will be able to grasp the concept that everything that's happening in this world right now is steeped in the occult, the Commonwealth Games, the Super Bowl, all these great, the Olympics. There are so many people, Christian and non-Christian people, that talk about everything in the how the Olympics, you cannot have an Olympic game, summer or winter, without having the occult on display. The corporations have all taken occult symbols. You cannot get away from it. It's like when the sun sets, darkness descends on the whole world. And it's the same with the occult world. And the occult world, Satan is making the occult world, they have to begin to be more open about what they're doing. Satan is demanding it. There was a time when I believe the devil was telling them, do it quietly. I don't believe that Satan can allow them to do it quietly anymore. They have to be open about it. And with the matter of the virus and the laboratories involved and the nations involved, this was also technology that came in from the other side. This was not just natural diseases that mutate. No, these were developed by people that are very brilliant, that are able to get information from a world that they were not allowed to get information from. But God does allow it, because at the end of the world, wickedness will take over the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary. Or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing, because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here. From the beginning.
And Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and it is a truth. Everyone listening, you were meant to be here from the beginning. This is a truth. It is no accident that every human being living presently, it's no accident that they are living, that they are here. Truly, in God's infinite plan, whether evil or righteous, good, male, female, rich, poor, educated, non-educated, black, white, yellow, red, brown, everyone living presently in God's infinite plan was meant to be here from the beginning. And, you know, I mention and have, my part of my ministry has always been to, which I never intended to go this direction, it just happened in God's strategies, to, I was in school, I'd run into people that were kind of odd, they were kind of strange. Little things I just couldn't put my finger on when I was in elementary school, junior high, high school. And I didn't know that what was just instinctively an instinct I had was people that were in the occult. I didn't understand it. In the 60s, late 60s, I'd spent time in Boulder, Colorado during the hippie movement. And everywhere I go, I'm looking at these hippies, I'm looking at their signs, I'm looking at what they're doing. And I knew it was not good, I didn't like it. I didn't really use the word occult. I thought more of along the lines of, I think these people are worshiping the devil. So it was even more severe than just the occult. Not knowing that eventually in my ministry and the work that I would do in the churches and with the pastors I would work with would involve sensitivity to people involved in witchcraft. And so some people used to tell me, and I can't condemn them. They would say, you have an obsession with the occult. And I'd say, well, that was kind of odd to me because I thought all Christians should be looking for the things of the devil in the Christian world. It seems odd to me. Well, I am not obsessed. I should say I'm not possessed. But everybody is obsessed with whatever, you might say, God has gifted them to be obsessed with. I'll use Alex Jones. This man is obsessed. He's obsessed with getting out truth. And all the different media, the places I go on the internet, everybody is doing something. There's a woman by the name of Amazing Polly out of Canada. She's obsessed. She wants to get out the truth. She has a niche, and that niche is everything to her. I know. With Jones, Alex Jones, this man has a multi-gifted individual. He's a multi-gifted personality. It's just the way that God created him. And he's not good at a thing. He's good at a multitude of things. He has done something solo. He has the ability to pick the right people. He has a pool of people, and he has the wisdom to pick the right people to assist him in his vision. He's been very successful at it. I admire people like this. I admire Alex Jones for what he's been able to do and the people that he has as guests. He picks people that are obsessed with something that they have perfected. And the people that are obsessed, there's one thing they're obsessed with that I can see. It's a common common with all of them. They're obsessed with knowing the truth. And with this audience here at KHNC, I also realized with the people that I talk to, they're obsessed to want to know the truth. And Christ said that, you know, if you're obsessed with wanting to know the truth will make you free. Truth gives you an advantage, a great advantage. Truth will show you where the harm is coming from, what fields stay out of. Every field in life is it's a landmine. You go into the music industry, it's a landmine. You got to be careful. If you go into acting, got to be careful. There are wicked people there. You go into finance, it's a minefield. Some people, the Bible says, should not ever have great wealth, because the great wealth will destroy them. And if it doesn't destroy them, it will destroy people around them that are innocent. So the Bible makes it clear, not everybody is to have and should not have great wealth. Very clear about that. And the Bible makes it clear that people, there is something with each individual, a place where each individual is going to be the most productive in society to contribute the most to mankind. And an individual that has wisdom will find that place where they're to be, and they will be content with it. In the Proverbs, it says that we are to be content with what is before us, what is in our hand. We shouldn't always want more and look for more. We have a portion that God gives every human being, a portion. The poor people, their portion may be to be content going to bed with a full tummy. Others, their portion is they're very educated and they make a lot of money. But God gifts people for those, for wherever they're going to be in life. So no, yes, I am consumed by knowing the truth, because I know that God put me in this world, and because I know this world, people are still alive because I understand this world and have warned them, be careful because you're moving into the occult world and you're going to die there. And people that were cursed, they had curses on their lives, because we know our world, we've been able to pray and protect them and break the power of the curses on their lives. I've been cursed, and I've had to break power of curses on my life. So no, I am consumed in what I do. And we should all be consumed in what it is that in life, where we have been positioned. And to be consumed with wanting to know the truth and get the truth out, that right there is a great advantage individually, and it's a great advantage to those around us. We're not possessed, we're just obsessed. Obsessed with knowing the truth, but not possessed by anything else than that. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up, Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops, and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I was going to mention that, like with the matter of Pilgrim Society, I have not found another society in all my research like Pilgrim Society. I've not seen any other. Not even the Freemasons, they may be older. Not the Jesuits, they may be older. Pilgrim Society is roughly just a little over 120 years old. But I have not seen another society as powerful as Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society, I would say, gives directions to the other occult groups. And with all of the powerful people in this country and in Europe, I have seen two powerful families, the Rothschilds in Europe and the Rockefellers in this country. And at one point, the Rothschild family was the older brother, the stronger brother, the more influential brother. But with the Rockefellers, it shifted. People will maybe want to, you know, their view will be different. It's okay. The Rockefellers are another dimension. I can't talk about it because we're at the end of the hour. But when you take the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and put their occult lineages together, the Rockefellers are another dimension. They're a younger occult lineage. Very powerful, whereas the Rothschilds is an older, but the younger is dominant. I have a whole program just on this thought. I don't have time for it. I'm running out of minutes. I only get minutes in a day, and I'm going to have anxiety. I'm going to have until I talk to you again on Monday. What do you call that? There's a term where we can't be together. I'll think of it while I'm finishing out the program.
Separation.
Yep. I'm having separation anxiety. Thanks. Thank you, Jacques. So join me on Sunday, 9 to noon. I'm giving direction in a prophetic way to Northern Colorado. But you got to tune in 9 o'clock Sunday morning, 1360khnc.com. Podcast 1360khnc.com. Have a good night. Have a great dinner. Bye.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.